Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.com. FM to get started.
Wonder Woman had its final trailer and Diane Lane said no and no here on DC Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
No and no and no, it's haunting my nightmares. Guys, dad's gone. All three of the dads are gone. Our guys have left the building, which means that the kids are officially out to play.
That's
yes. Right. Yeah. I love the positive enforcement there. I'm Roxy Stryer. You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. And an old, familiar face, of course. If you guys love that picture we have, it's all because of him. Ricky Middlesworth!
Thank you so much for having me back. It's been a little bit of a while.
Yeah, what the hell? You don't write?
Don't
you
know.
Don't call? You don't come in anymore?
The last time I was on here was before Suicide Squad came out.
Oh, I see what happened.
I know, right? I had to go into hibernation and find myself a little bit after that.
It scared you away from us.
Actually, that reminds me. I feel like I should thank your viewers and listeners because the last time I was here, I was begging for votes for the Squad Up contest. I won.
Yay!
Probably in part to all of you, so thank you guys.
That was badass.
I saw
by
you at Comic Con.
Yeah.
You didn't see me in my cosplay, but you saw the photos. It was just the best, so thank you guys.
Speaking of cosplay, guys, you know her, you love her. She's here almost every week with us, Elena Jordan.
Hey, everybody. I'm glad to be back.
I'm glad you are back. Guys, you are officially the squad today. Like, can you believe that they all ditched us? They don't care anymore.
What are we, some kind of Suicide Squad?
What are we, some kind of Suicide Squad? I'm just kidding. They all are on their own secret missions. I can't reveal that information at this time. But definitely, as you guys know, Jay Quasto is saving some child
He's
in some country somewhere.
Giving making
blood.
Us all look bad.
I feel like he has no blood left to give.
Yeah.
At this point, can you give blood as much as he does? I'm sure Mike Kalinowski is filming something. He's on some major show right now. And Adam Gertler is having sausages in Europe?
Yeah.
Wow.
Instagramming the most delicious food I think I've seen in a hot minute.
Yeah, we got a lot of texts from
him. Hot dog minute.
We got some weird images of him with random Germans all over the country, like, taking pictures and doing...
We should be, like, FaceTiming him with these sausages or
that
something.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is definitely true. But they will be back shortly. They will definitely be here in time for Wonder Woman. But until then, we did get the final trailer!
Yes!
Okay, in general, before we check it out, what are your guys' thoughts? Was this your favorite trailer that there was, or did you like the other two better?
I liked this one, but I have to say the one right before this that kind of shows more of a coming-of-age story, that one is my favorite, because that seemed to be the most fleshed out and the one that seemed to be like, hey, we have a really good script for this. Come see what we have to say as far as story-wise, which I think is what DC really needs. So I like this trailer, but I think the other one was a little bit more solid.
I agree. This one was a little more like of a rock and roll edge, and that one, it felt a little bit more like a return to the golden age of filmmaking, you know, this coming of age. It feels a little more wholesome and straightforward.
Hmm.
You know, I'm going to echo Mike Kalinowski right now, because that whole kind of garbage article that was saying that Wonder Woman isn't advertising, it's like, we've got all these trailers, I'm sure she's about to start her press tour, we've got Times Square is full of billboards right now. It's like, you guys got to get... I just didn't appreciate that article, and I was listening to Mike on the show, and I was like, you're right.
You think it's we should coming. Start to call him Ricky Christmas? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Embodying the true spirit of
but,
Mike.
But, I mean, it's, like in, it. Like, it's in full speed. It's getting me really excited for the movie.
Good. All right, let's check it out so we can continue the conversation. And we want to hear from you guys in the chat, by the way. How are you feeling on this trailer? Here we go. I'll just hum Wonder Woman music, you know, all the way there.
You can, and by the way, you can see these effects have gotten better.
Yeah.
The trailers have gone by.
Well, because, I mean,
well, they've had more time to work on
the facial replacement. Yeah.
What do you guys think of this intro music here?
I think the intro music is gorgeous.
Pretty haunting, right?
Yeah.
What if I promise to be careful?
Oh, we need this more than ever.
Just a shield.
I know.
Then.
Yes.
No sharp edges.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
She's so freaking cute.
She is.
So good, too. Diana.
Really,
there's
truly
so
a
much
war
symbolism.
Here.
A lot of symbolism in that scene there.
You've told me this story.
Relatable, but yet completely out there.
I love it.
And the change of tones, color-wise.
Yeah.
And literally taking the leap.
Yeah. Right. A little bit of humor. Well, a little bit of humor. Chris Pine.
You are in more danger than you think.
I see a lot more stakes in this one. Like, it feels a lot more dangerous.
Yeah. More Dr.
Poison. I'm on the edge of my seat.
The war would never end.
It seems like it's definitely going to be, you know, this is a lot more intense tone, but then they break up with a little bit of comedic elements.
I love this.
I think the order they released the trailers is perfect, too.
Yeah.
I think this is the best way to close it out.
I could have potentially gone without the lyrics here, though, I will say.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Technically, the war's that way, but we gotta go this way first.
How can a woman fight in this?
I can't wait to see Etta Candy's performance.
Oh, it's gonna be so good!
She does.
She's my,
Not your secretary.
Diana, Princess of the Mist.
Prince. Diana Prince.
Epic.
It's crazy how we've got those browns and then we go to the blue-green.
Yeah.
They're so different.
Visually, this is going to be absolutely stunning.
Stop. Help me stop it right now. What are you?
You will soon find out.
Damn right.
Boom.
June. So pretty.
Yeah.
Such a good final trailer.
It really is.
Look at that.
Every time I see that gold lasso, though.
Yes!
It's like time freezes over for a second.
These last few shots?
Boom.
Wonder Woman, rated PG-13.
Yes! So good.
I like that
round
of applause.
No, I gotta give it to Patty Jenkins because, visually, I love that she chose to do locations.
Yeah.
And shoot those training scenes. It doesn't feel as CG. It feels like a perfect mix.
It's a perfect blend of practical and CG.
Yeah, I hate to dig on Zack Snyder, but it's a nice palate cleanser after seeing so much CG heavy imagery with the cloudiness and the muddiness of
it. Oh, you're getting away from Mikey Christmas territory.
I know. Here I go. but it looks gorgeous.
They're different. Obviously, they have different styles, and this is a style that I really appreciate. What I did notice though is that we are seeing a little more Chris Pine than we had previously seen. Mm-hmm. Do you guys think, because last week we talked about how Chris Pine really hasn't been part of the advertisements that much, and it really has been Gal's show. Do you guys think that they added more of him on purpose? Do you think they're trying to get more of the story out? Are they trying to use his star power at all?
I mean, I think that it definitely is a good idea to highlight that he's in the movie because he does have star power to bring in. But I think it's really smart that they didn't have him heavy in it until the very last trailer to make it very much like, look, this is Wonder Woman's story. He is a part of it.
Yeah.
And, all of the supporting characters are going to help support this. But she does need to be the star of the
show. I'm interested to see how the next few weeks go up until the movie's release, because, you know, he hosted SNL last weekend. He's been on the night, you know, the nighttime circuit. The late night show circuits. And so I want to see more of Gal.
Yeah, I really do, too. I feel like this felt like the third trailer. I don't know if this necessarily would have made sense if it came out first or second. It's not that I found a whole plethora of information that I didn't know. It didn't really inform me actually that much at all about anything I didn't know, but it got me excited and it gave me that final push.
That's, I think, is, yeah, it was kind of the emotional aspect of it. Like, this one just gets you geared up. Like, with the changing in visual styles, the changing in the music, it really gets you hyped, whereas all of the trailers beforehand have kind of given us more of an indicator that the movie is going to not just be a pretty movie, but is also going to have a good story.
Yeah, well, and one of my favorite parts about this trailer is we still haven't seen Ares.
Yeah.
That's great, because, you know, we all felt weird about seeing Doomsday before the movie came out. I didn't want to see Doomsday, and hopefully they listen to fans, because it looks like that's the last trailer, and we might not see him until the movie comes out. I think that's positive.
And I'm glad that they did little snippets of different fight scenes instead of showing too much of one scene.
Yeah.
Because that is kind of a pet peeve of mine that I have in some trailers, where they show basically an entire scene, and then when that scene happens in the movie, I'm like, I've already seen this.
Right.
Right. There's a lot of love for this trailer in the chat right now. Thank you guys for joining us live on YouTube. I appreciate that. Talking about the lyrics comment that I made earlier on, that I could have done without them, it wasn't that I necessarily disliked them, it's that I think it's so visually appealing that I didn't need them. But this is a good point coming from North Cal ACC. People who don't like the lyrics should look it up, because it makes a lot of sense with the message the trailer is trying to say.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're trying to appeal to all different people, so if it works for some people, then it works in general.
Do we know whose song that is?
I actually...
Because I like the song.
Yeah,
I do like the song.
I did too. I don't know, but I'm sure you guys in the chat do, so let us know, because you guys are the absolute best. A lot of people in here are just praising Patty Jenkins for her work, which I completely agree with. And a lot of people saying that they're hoping that Gal really has a great performance here and that they are giving her that. This is coming from So Large Knowles. My biggest worry is that if they truly let Gal carry the film, and if Jenkins can pull a star-making performance out of Gal in the role. What do you guys think about that, based on what we've seen so far? Do you think that she will be able to be the star that we're all hoping she is able to be?
I think definitely.
Yeah, right. I agree.
I mean, we're going off of so little, because
Imagine
Dragons.
Boom. Yeah. That's who sings the song.
Okay, I was going to say that, because his voice sounded like the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, it is Imagine Dragons.
They're getting some good work
with
WB.
Apparently Imagine Dragons in DC is just like, all right, what's
up? They're the go-to band.
Yeah,
maybe if DeAntward had a close her mouth about Jock and Styles, they could have been, and I'm just like,
everybody, burn that bridge.
Everybody stop, everybody freeze from giving blood to small children all around the world. Jay Quasto's in the chat right now.
Hi, Johnny.
Actually, he's in Boston, which is my hometown, so what's up, Johnny? We miss you very, very much. We already praised you for the first 20 minutes of the show, talked a little bit about how you do too much good, you make us all look bad, you know, things like that.
I mean, we're all trash, and then there's Johnny LaCosto.
Yeah, that's
basically
pretty much essentially what I was trying to say, but, you know, in nicer words. I was going to go as far as trash.
Yeah. That's how I feel
about
myself.
But, yeah, you guys know how it is. Johnny says, Roxy, Ricky, Elena, rock my socks. We will take it. Johnny, thank you for joining us. Hell yeah. In case you guys didn't know, if you listen to us on iTunes, and now we've been doing the show for over 2 years, so hopefully you do know, we're on YouTube. We're live. All the time I'll get tweets being like, what were you guys doing when you were talking about this?
Who
and
is
I'm,
that?
I'm like, here's the time code to the YouTube video where we made asses of ourselves, so you can watch it and not just listen to it. All right, moving on, guys. Some more Wonder Woman stuff was happening this week. This is a story that I have to be perfectly honest with you guys, was a little confusing to me. Please correct me if I pronounce his name wrong, but Saeed Tajmaoui revealed his Wonder Woman role, and then it kind of sprung an entire what's going on, who is this, what teams are playing into this based on this
the theory
role.
Game.
Yeah, the whole theory game.
There's a lot of conjecture.
And, you know, sometimes I hate that theory game, because I'm like, we're just all bored. We should figure out things to do with our lives. But usually I'm in that theory game, so I totally feel that. Elena, I know you have some of the articles up if you want to talk a little bit.
He went to Instagram. He posted a picture of himself dressed in character as Samir, who is a secret agent, but we don't know a Samir. There's no Samir in canon, so we're like, who is this guy? But then he posted a picture of his character side by side with Blackhawk. So everybody's saying, okay, so he's going to be Blackhawk, but instead of being, you know, the canon that we have seen, it's going to instead be
kind of
this
a
character. Yeah, this hybrid, which would make sense because he is French, and the original character is French, but it is, you know, it's kind of a confusing thing that people are trying to figure out exactly who...
And they're saying he's a master of languages and disguises.
Right,
and,
which would make sense for that character,
yeah.
And, you know, but it is, it's kind of a confusing thing because he gave a French... interview where he said he was playing what could be translated as either a superhero or it could be translated as just a good guy.
Uh-huh. Right.
So people have really been kind of picking that apart and trying to figure out what exactly that means and if he is going to be Blackhawk and if Blackhawk is even really considered a superhero. It's just, it's kind of an...
I had to do some research because, you know, all these theories are coming from the lore of this Blackhawk character.
Yeah, which is Andre Blanc Dumont.
Yeah, I got a little bit lost with the theories and who he could be and what that means for the future of the DC films, but I love the conversation.
Do you remember how long we've spent, too, on some roles where, like, how big of a deal is this? And then they're dead within 13 seconds of the film.
And they're like, nothing, yes.
Yes. So
like KG Beast and...
I wonder...
Jimmy Olsen,
yeah. Perfect example.
That was a big one.
So I wonder, even if this is in, you know, a different lore, or they're introducing something that we should catch on to, and it's a small Easter egg, I wonder how far we'll go with it.
Yeah, we might be wasting our energy a little bit.
It almost
which
seems...
I'm fine with.
Yeah. I mean, and it isn't that far-fetched that, you know, they take the same character, Blackhawk, and instead of being called Andre, we call him... Samir. We don't know his last name. He could be Samir Blanc Dumont.
Right. There was an article on Bleeding Cool that also talked about the different teams that could come in. Blackhawk Squadron, potentially.
Because Ewan Bremner, who is named Charlie in the film, they're going through, you know, like what character he could be enlisted in and what that means as far as teams and if that, you know, who's on what side. So it's just, but at this point, it seems like just a lot of conjecture without any real... basis of knowing what it just seems like a lot of people saying it would be cool if it was this or this or this or this.
Same thing with Johnny Cloud Chief when we're talking about the losers.
When we talk about Chief, it could be either Chief. It could be Apache Chief or probably not. It could be, you know.
Exactly. Do you guys think this is because people are just so excited for this film right now that they're looking at every small detail? We've already fleshed out all of the big things and now we're like, well, in that random left-hand corner, one time we saw a nail that was broken. They must have clawed their way out of some cage.
I love that because that means that people are so hyped about this movie that they're doing what we're doing and latching onto anything.
I get it. I lost hours of sleep trying to figure out who Jenna Malone was playing, and then I was severely disappointed. So I don't want to lose too much sleep over this.
Cut.
Pretty much. Yeah. Well, and then she was a scientist. I was like, she's Carrie Kelly, and she definitely was not Carrie Kelly.
Yeah. But honestly, do it in a fun way.
Yeah.
Don't lose the sleep unless you have sleep to lose, and then stay up all night and theorize and send us pictures of your whiteboard, your chalkboard, whatever it is, all of the different things. Okay, we're getting a lot of comments in the chat about this as well, which brings us to our next story. Some people are really excited about this. Other people seem a little upset that Wonder Woman right now is projected for $65 to $100 million for opening weekend. Obviously, that's a massive range. That is a large range. So if we're on the 65 end of that versus being on the million end of that, we're looking at two different boats right here.
I love that this is the range, though, because I think that this means that potentially studios are not quite as confident in it, but then potentially with all of the fans really supporting it, if it surpasses the expectations, that is going to give more emphasis to make more movies like this that are very, very story-driven and really flesh out one character instead of introducing a whole bunch of them.
Yes. Some places are actually estimating even more. The Wrap states tracking is now pointing to an opening weekend in the range of $105 to $115 million. So I think it just depends on where you're looking right now. And I wonder if this is going to be a word-of-mouth kind of thing, or like Suicide Squad, they're not going to care what people say about the movie. They're just going to go see it anyway.
It's so hard to gauge because these are so business, centered, these statistics, these numbers, and it's just, you know, it all depends on word of mouth. I mean, there's TV shows that don't explode once they premiere, and then word of mouth happens and it catches on. And so, you know, hopefully the emotional reaction is better than the last two films.
Mm-hmm. I'm 100% with you. Yeah. And I think kind of going back to that article. I hate to keep harping on it, but agreeing with you, I know one of the main issues that I had with it was they were saying, well, this means the studio thinks it's not going to be a good movie because they're not advertising
as
much.
It also has a smaller budget.
Right. So. Well, I think that that is... That's counterintuitive because Suicide Squad, when they were having all these problems with it, instead of going back to the drawing board and really fixing and fleshing out the story, they went, well, let's release a whole bunch of stuff to Hot Topic. Let's make a whole bunch of costumes. Let's make a whole bunch of toys. And with Wonder Woman, it all seems to be focused more so than just an influx of we can make our money up elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Interesting comments going on in the chat right now, guys, from Cutlu, who says the range could also be 20 to 40. I would highly doubt
that. If it's 20 to 40, it's like, shut her down.
God, Debbie Downer.
I mean, I just can't. Like, if you're talking about is that physically possible, I'm going to go with no.
No. I mean, I genuinely think people want this movie to succeed. You know, like, I know we're kind of like beating puppies here, and we had, you know, great marketing for Suicide Squad and Batman v Superman, and then we
Why
all
are we
felt,
beating puppies?
I don't know, because I'm, like, still excited for it, even though I have every reason, I don't want to say every reason,
oh,
but
we're beating puppies.
We are not beating, not a verb. I thought we are the adjective
opposite.
Beaten.
Oh, I thought you were saying
we're
it's like
abused,
no, beating the puppies.
We're like abused fans here, and no.
No, Roxy, oh my gosh.
I was like, I don't feel as if I'm beating any puppies.
No, wrong audience for that, right? But no, like I feel like I have every reason to be pessimistic, but I'm still hopeful. I think we do have
reason to be pessimistic for this one, just from what we've seen, because I feel like when the studios kind of take a little bit of a step back and say, hey, director, we're not really sure what's going to happen with this. See what you can do with it, which seems to be the case for Patty Jenkins. I think she's knocking it out of the park.
Well, yeah, and they want to bring her back for another film, it seems like. Yeah. She's talking as though she's already sort of signed
on for a
sequel.
That makes me think
that she's like, I did the origin film. Good. Let's see what this next one looks like. I love that she's already calling it Wonder Woman 1.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Speaking of toys and Wonder Woman, I had to give a little shout out to my friends here today. For all of you 32-year-old collectors like me, hi, I don't have a life either, but the head sculpts and the paint jobs are way better than they used to be.
It's amazing.
The BVS figures, she looked, Wonder Woman looked more like Delta Burke, and now she's like Gal Gadot. So shout out to our friends here today. Our little desk candy today.
Which ties into Julia Nunez's comment, everyone needs to make sure everyone they know go and watch this movie.
Yes, buy the merch.
And buying the merch. Yes. Buying female merch.
Yes.
Very important.
Yes.
I want this to be the top costume for Halloween this
year.
Yes,
it's a great goal.
When
Harley
that
Quinn,
is the case,
2016,
yes.
Wonder Woman 2017.
Because when that's the case, what happened? When everybody was dressed as Harley for Halloween?
Yep.
Two Harley Quinn movies.
Exactly.
Also, mom, dad, whoever you are out there, buy your daughters, buy your sons these Wonder Woman figures. Because, number one,
reward good behavior.
If you were going to go get them a Barbie, this is a way cooler shape. She's got some, you know, muscle.
True.
She's
got
strong.
Swords.
Those Barbies are pretty
swords,
cool, though.
There are some cool Barbies.
There are some
absolutely.
Cool Barbies.
And nothing against them. Yeah. I just think, in addition, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let them everything. Let them make their
all.
Mind up about
My
who they
Barbies
like
played
best.
With Ninja Turtles, and they were bros. Like, they were all buds. So
the Barbies and the Turtles were
in.
Bros?
Yeah.
Mm.
They all hung out. Like, they
That's
were like,
awesome.
Let's all go get pizza. And they're like, cool.
That sounds like my childhood.
Captain America can come too. And then Jim would come in, and she's like, I'm giant because I have a guitar.
True story. I had a bucket of Barbies when I was younger, and the most traumatic experience of my life, there was my brother's friend at his birthday party, came upstairs and ripped all the Barbie dolls' heads off and planted them all around my house.
You know what you do then?
I have an issue with Barbies now because I
you
can't
put their heads
the
on the pins, and then you just have like a little Barbie buddy when you write.
I feel like this is a good time to apologize to my sister Melissa. I used to rip her Barbie's heads off and throw them down the stairs.
But
sorry, Melissa.
If it had Wonder Woman,
don't
you could
rip
not,
their heads
you
off.
You wouldn't be able
no,
to.
No, you can't do it with these.
It's unkillable.
And if you're like, hey, did you make this mess? And they're like, no. And you're like, do I need to get the lasso of truth? And they're like, I did. I'm sorry.
How sick would that be? I want a golden light up lasso.
Oh,
how cool would that be? I want that.
Is somebody making that yet?
I had one that would glow in the dark that I just had a rope that was gold that I spray painted with glow-in-the-dark paint for
so,
cosplay ones.
Is somebody making that? Yes, Elena Jordan is. Now you
it
can buy them.
It wasn't very good.
Better patent that really quick.
Yeah, seriously. All right, so Wonder Woman stuff, of course, we'll keep the conversation going with you guys. Anything else you want to talk about? But let's move on a little bit to Aquaman for now.
Oh, I'm so excited about this.
Yeah, so I want to get your thoughts because you haven't been here since we've been talking about Aquaman, really. There was no Aquaman news the last time you came here. So
that's true.
How are you feeling about Aquaman? Are you as excited as we seem to be on DC Movie News?
Yeah, you know, like, I don't want to, like, name drop too much, but like I have friends who are in contact with the writers and they're worried about things, but I don't want to like plant any seeds. I don't want to really go there too much, but I'm hopeful in James Wan. I those concerns are coming from the Jason Momoa side, you know, like can he lead a film? I'm really optimistic about James Wan. I think he has really good intuition, and I love seeing this article about the use of practical effects, because I have a lot of issues with the oversaturation of CG creatures, and you know, I was watching some film from the 80s and the practical creature effects look so good, you know, like 20-30 years later, and this makes me very happy to read. I guess you could, you know, elaborate on what we're talking about here.
It's hard because I don't want to go too much into what you just said either, yeah. But now I'm feeling worried based off your worry. Is there anything concrete you have, or it's all just speculation right now?
It's just going by what we've seen from Jason Momoa. We all need to keep in mind that he was cast by Zack Snyder. By the way, fans out there listening, I love these films. I'm on your team here. I want them to be good.
Are you a Momoa fan? Did you see Game of Thrones?
I enjoy looking at him, but I don't know that he can. I hope he can carry a movie as a lead, as a hero, as you know, have some emotional range.
How have you felt about him in the trailers? I know it's short.
I mean,
obviously.
He's like the beer guzzling Jason Momoa. He's kind of playing himself, but I don't know. I'm going by this much, so I'm only making assumptions okay. based on what I've heard, but that, you know, they're worried about him having the charisma to not just be sort of like grunty Jason Momoa, and
that's,
you know,
surprising
Zack
to
Snyder
me, because seeing like the
choice.
Video of him like chucking a tomahawk, like, and then like hey, grinning real big, like it just seems like he's
that's awesome. Yeah,
it seems like he would be able to bring that into his character because he's such a lovable guy.
Hear me now, and hear me loud, and hear me proud that this is something that he's just spitballing. This
yes.
is not concrete. We all have thoughts. Right now, we're also excited about Wonder Woman. We don't know that much about Aquaman. It's
no.
further down the line. He might kick butt.
The other side of that coin is that he does. I love being proved wrong, and I hope I am when this movie comes out.
Right, absolutely. So this is something that actually got us excited for the movie, though. You can find this all over the place right now, but this is coming from BatmanNews.com. James Wan is bringing creepy creatures to Aquaman. We're talking about the lack of CGI creatures,
yeah.
though. We're using practicals, which is pretty cool in my book. I'm interested to see with what we come up with and how they actually look. I feel like CGI, while being expensive, it's also very accessible and too easy to fall mm-hmm. back on these days. And I've seen a lot of horrible looking CGI creatures.
Yeah.
So
we become too dependent on it. Like, oh, fix it in post. And
mm-hmm.
there's such a value and an art to creating these visual effects, these practical effects. And you know, they're talking about adding fins and, you know, dolphin tails or
and
whale
tails. Giant
tail.
Teeth.
Right, things. Giant teeth. Sort of mixing the CG with the practical, which
I love that.
Sounds
That's,
great.
I think the absolute
like
best effects. Yeah, it's when
yeah.
you have the practical. Even,
yeah.
you know, look at, and this is such a odd reference, but Wolfman with Benicio del Toro.
Okay,
he had
right.
his full Wolfman suit.
He
and they just
amazing.
Digitally, they had little green dots where they digitally added the nails.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So having that one CGI detail, it's hard to tell.
Right.
Where you're like, how are they doing that? And you're like, oh, because they just add in the details to the CGI details to
yeah.
a pre-existing practical effect. It looks way better.
Another aspect of this that was interesting from this article was that they're going to make them seem larger than life, and the actors will actually be on stilts.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It's cool.
I'm wondering how they're going to. Has anybody here ever been on stilts before? Ever
Can't
tried
say
to be
I
on
have.
Stilts?
I have.
Okay.
Oh.
But I certainly have not. I would picture that to be very difficult, and I don't think I'd be able to control my facial expressions while doing that, nor my bowels. How difficult or easy are they?
Well, you have to be trained on stilts. I was just kind of dicking around with some of my friends who are actual stilt performers who
yeah.
do like who can run on them and like jump on them and do all this stuff. I was just trying not to fall down. But the way they have different stilts that are built different ways, so they, you know, are basically just an extension of your leg when they're the really good ones that are fastened. And there are people, I mean, that are stunt people who have worked doing stilt work who can do full backflips and things in stilts. So
yeah.
I think adding in the stilt element and having these trained stunt people on them is going to make it look so incredible. It's going to be,
yeah.
I think, very Mad Max-esque in that they, how they had the practical effects.
Yeah. And we also have to remember they're coming off winning an Oscar for the makeup they did on Killer Croc,
right.
And that was all practical, other
right.
than his eyeballs.
Yes, please always refer to Suicide Squad as the Oscar-winning
Suicide Squad. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's an accurate description. So, you know, I'm sure they want to keep that. I think audiences are really craving that kind of stuff. You know, you know, again, I think DC is really focused on returning to that sort of golden era of, like, look at the filmmakers they're trying to bring on.
Yeah.
Like Robert Zemeckis, like, if that rumor's true.
That was amazing.
Like, they're really, I think, in it for the long haul and wanting to satisfy, you know, moviegoers' needs. And I think this is in the right direction for me.
Yash is saying, sorry if I mispronounced people's names, I'm the worst with it. Underwater Mad Max, so similar to what you're saying, but that's a
bring
whole,
it on.
It's a whole
that's
new
amazing.
Element. Like the underwater part is something that
I think the underwater is going to be mostly the CGI elements. Is because they're going to
make.
I don't
think they're putting actors on stilts underwater.
Right, but I mean that's going to be like how they are able to blend the CGI with the practical. It's going to having the CGI elements of it looking underwater, but then having these practical elements that are more realistic is going to look really cool.
Well, one of the reasons Mad Max was so successful and got such word of mouth is because it's like, look what they actually did. Look,
yeah.
I mean, you have to see this movie. It's unbelievable. So I hope, you know, that's the sort of sentiment people walk away with when this movie's finally made.
Somebody needs to make a Aquaman gone wrong with actors on stilts underwater and weird practical fins like falling off. Like, let me grab that fin for a second as it floats away.
I think we have homework.
Yeah, one of you guys out there. You're
it could
the best,
go wrong
so.
Pretty easily.
And Ricky, you have fans in here that are saying you need to take your Wonder Woman shirt off now. I think maybe they want to just see what's underneath there.
Johnny, you can just text me later if you want me to.
That's awesome. All right. It definitely
so
would
dirty.
Up the viewers of the this week. No, you guys are the best. We appreciate it. All right.
That's fine.
I'm stalling because moving on to this next story is difficult for us, guys. This is a difficult thing to talk about. I'm not even sure.
Oh my god, this is ridiculous!
She knows what she did here?
She's driving in the wrong lane.
It's like part of me doesn't want to put her on blast because I really feel like she smoked the doobie a little too hard before this.
I feel like we should watch this and let everyone sort of absorb the crazy, and then we can
to make their own decisions for themselves. Here we have. I will just let everybody see Diane Lane. Go ahead
on the after show.
Yeah. Go ahead, Anthony.
First place. Diane, can you give us any Justice League spoilers? And do you think it'll be better than The Avengers?
Oh, good Lord.
No and no.
No and no.
Short but honest. I hate to disappoint, but
all right, that's perfect. Thank you, Anthony.
Can you give us any spoilers? No. Will it be better than The Avengers? No.
Short but
what?
Honest.
I mean, I feel like Andy Cohen
Much
might
like
have given her one extra cocktail and she was feeling loose because I can't imagine that kind of comment would have been approved by her publicist.
Okay, so let's break this down on multiple different levels. And I know we are DC Movie News and this is DC Movie Diane Lane ran her mouth, but...
This is news. When your actor says, hey, this rival...
This bums me out a lot.
...series is... That is... The direct opposition to us is better than the one that I'm in. No, ma'am.
I mean,
no,
do you
ma'am.
Think she has some sort of loyalty to Thanos? Because she's married to Josh Brolin, so she's like, can't, you know, Team Marvel?
All right. In all fairness, they didn't ask if it was going to be as good as. They said, is it going to be better? So maybe she was trying to play it safe and not insult, just saying, like, they're both good, and I can't say anything.
But she didn't say that.
I'm
we live in the internet culture. The internet culture where she says something small and candid like that, 10 articles will you know? Like, I'm sorry,
well,
but this is such bad press
for your
film.
Yeah, you can't. So you don't badmouth your own movie.
Let's
especially before
it comes out.
Let's save face a little bit here by just reading what the chat has to say.
Okay.
Because we can't get in trouble for that. Put in with the best comment, Martha. Eon001, to be honest, she's being really unprofessional. Brandon Key, what the hell was she? And then the thinking face.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Xeno Hour, she divorced Josh Brolin.
Oh, she did? Oh. I don't watch TMZ.
Me neither. I honestly didn't know. Solard Knowles.
Well, if she divorced Josh Brolin, then there's just no excuse.
Oh, is that like Solange?
It's like, you should be super team DC then.
She should.
Diane Lane doesn't know anything. She's probably in two scenes at the most. Everything Comics really disappointed with those comments.
I mean, it's so bad. I loved her comment after this when someone came on and asked, oh, no, maybe it was Andy Cohen that asked her, is it ever weird doing scenes with Henry and playing his mother because he's so hot? And she kind of pauses and she goes, at times.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's the kind of thing, if that would have made press itself.
That's fine.
You know,
fine.
It would have been like, Diane Lane thinks Sun is hot or something. And we would have been like, oh, that's
not Diane Lane thinks Sun is hot, a movie that she doesn't think is very good.
Do we think that she has seen the whole movie? Do we think that she has access to the entire script? Do we think that there's anything to be concerned about based on these comments? Do we think that she didn't mean it this way? Or do we think that she actually, like, somebody pissed her off that day and she was like, I'm going to say whatever I want?
I think she just slipped up. I think she just said something that she shouldn't have. I don't know if she necessarily even has any basis for that, because I really don't think that she's probably seen the finished product. I don't think the finished product has probably been seen by any of the actors. Most of the actors only see it at the premiere. That's the first time that you see it. So how can you really judge a movie?
I mean, I can't help but think that there's truth to what she's saying, unfortunately. But at the same time, I know the atmosphere in those Andy Cohen shows, you know, they're spilling the tea and, you know, giving shade and all that. You know, they're drinking and... But still, it's really bad.
And it was a little loud. Disney's Magic 92 says, did she hear the question? Because at the beginning, she seemed to be leaning to hear better.
Oh,
you know,
interesting.
Benefit of the doubt. Maybe,
you never know.
Maybe she heard, like, can you give us any spoilers? And da 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 da. And she was like, no and no. Whatever the next thing you asked me was. Just being honest.
I don't know. From her reaction, it seems like she knew what was being asked.
Nolan Dean doesn't have to be as good as Avengers. It just has to be good on its own. That's my two cents. That's a good point, too. The comparison is what's the problem.
Maybe Avengers is like one of her favorite movies. And it's just too high of a bar. I don't want to believe it.
Good point. You know, maybe it's literally her favorite movie. And she's like, this movie's going to be amazing. But she needed to. It's not like anybody cut her off. She could have talked for a little longer. She could have been like,
she could have definitely explained.
No and no. They're both great.
Hate to disappoint, but that's what makes me think she knows exactly what she said. Because she said, I hate to disappoint, but... And what seems to be the rest of that sentence is, don't go see my movie. Which is, why would you even do press?
I mean, some people, that's all they need.
Like,
they just need one actor from the film saying it's not good. And they're like, oh, I'll save my $15.
Especially when it's her.
Yeah.
Because she is probably the most well-known person in the film. Like, you know, there's a couple other huge people. But she's iconic.
She is.
And... Yeah, people trust her opinion, and that could... I'm sure there's a handful of people around the world that were like, oh,
way to dick it up,
Supermom.
I kind of want to leave it on a nice note.
Yes.
I forgot how gorgeous Diane Lane is.
Oh, she's stunning.
They age her as Martha. She's just swinging her hair. She's beautiful.
She's legitimately
stunning.
She
looks so pretty as she says the things
I
hate hearing.
I would love to give her the benefit of the doubt. Hopefully she doesn't lose money or jobs or anything over this.
Let's hope WB buries this.
And maybe
pays the network to just not play that clip anymore.
Use it as a learning experience.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to move on, but I also desperately want to move on. So going further, let's talk about this is good. Justice League
from one horror story to the next.
Yeah. So, no, we're talking about a cool shot. His favorite shot of the movie. The cinematographer revealed, if you guys are over on iTunes, we can try to describe this to you. Ricky, what do you see in here?
I see probably the coolest Batman shot I've ever seen on film, so I'm agreeing with him. His name's Fabian Wagner, correct?
Yes. Fabian Wagner, 78 on the gram.
I mean, that's going to be my desktop screensaver forever and ever. It's beautiful.
Yeah, he's got his.
It's the shot of Batman on the sort
glory.
Of skull gargoyle looking from underneath
it
him.
It is beautiful.
It's
and
that's a gorgeous poster.
His caption says, "No doubt, the most fun day I ever had shooting, and one of my favorite shots."
But which is why I think it's a little misleading that they say this is his favorite shot, because he said it's one of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, it is a beautiful shot.
It is.
So this is obviously Batman in Gotham. So I think that's kind of cool that we're seeing Batman in Gotham
that
in this
sky
film.
Too. That's a Gotham sky right there.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. If I've ever seen one. Yeah, it will be interesting to see what goes around this, because obviously when he's talking about one of his favorite shots, he's not just talking about this singular moment. He's probably talking about everything around it. Mm-hmm.
I hope we get to see some more of Gotham, and it's not just sort of one of those splash screens that, you know, Zack Snyder likes to do, just those images that don't necessarily have context to the plot of the film.
Mm-hmm.
I hope there's a story here.
Yeah, I think so. Just with like the way that he's looking, it seems like, all right, he is very intent. Like, yeah, this is where he is going. Somebody's about
I want to... Matt Reeves to take that image and make a whole movie like that.
That could be a poster within itself.
Yeah.
Let alone, like you're saying, a movie. I agree. Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're going from something dark to something darker.
Yes.
Here we go, girl. DC's Justice League Dark movie will have real horror elements. So we've talked about this for quite some time. Elena, I've heard a bit about your opinion on Justice League Dark. Ricky, what are you thinking? Justice League Dark, is this the swerviest of all the swerves? Is this ever happening? Based on this, are you excited?
I believe
for
it's really happening, yes. And I'm even more excited to hear this director's comments about it and his attitude about it. Yeah, Edge of Tomorrow was way better than I thought it was going to be. He makes a lot of really smart choices. I like his casting choices, and I'm so excited to see what he does with it, especially after watching the Justice League Dark animated film.
Yes.
I hope that's indicative of the tone that they'll go in.
Just as a small side tangent here, because I love Edge of Tomorrow 2, which was renamed Live, Die, Repeat.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about the sequel coming out?
And we don't know if it's going to interfere with scheduling.
The potential title of that sequel?
No.
Oh, yes. Live, Die, Repeat, and Repeat.
Yes.
What? No.
That is a true thing that's happening right now.
No. That's a mouthful.
Live, Die, Repeat, and Repeat.
No.
Just go with Live, Die, Repeat. Just go with the original.
Like, or Live, Die, Repeat again. Live, Die, Repeating. Live, Die,
live,
Repeat.
Die, and keep
maybe
repeating.
Maybe that'll turn into a working title.
Live, Die.
Keep living, keep dying, keep repeating.
Repeat and... repeat.
But I'm really excited to see them do...
It's like a shampoo bottle, but for movies. That's great.
Yeah. So, love you, Doug Liman. Not the smartest choice you've made with that one.
Right, as I'm praising his choices.
Yes. Sorry, but I'm with you. I'm
like, he's great, except for this one.
Except
Let's
for
talk
that
about
one.
That.
Yes.
No, I mean, I'm really excited to see them do another element here, tonally, you know, because we need hopeful Superman 2 to come out, and then I think this will be a great sort of counter film to that tone. I want a good horror film with DC characters. That sounds amazing.
I do too. And he was talking to Collider recently. Elena, do you have that quote for us?
Yeah, he was kind of talking about his approach to superheroes, and he said basically Jason Bourne is a superhero of sorts. Aaron Taylor Johnson and John Cena and The Wall are superheroes. They're very grounded, but the amount of training and stuff that soldiers bring into the field, they're like Iron Man. So he said, I'm really excited with Justice League Dark to actually look at what it's like if I can actually tackle a real superhero. It's not going to look that different from my other superheroes.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think that is a grounded sense. You know, superheroes are still people of sorts.
Right. It's making sure that the human aspect is still there, because that's what the audience connects with.
Yes. And just as a shout out to Adam Gertler, Geo Neo Hill, also can't wait for Swamp Thing. So
that's such an opportunity.
Yeah. Man. Also mentioned Constantine, Zatanna, but like, just so you know, Adam, you are not the only Swamp Thing
Loved hearing is that it was a while ago that Colin Farrell was being considered for John Constantine, but didn't he get cast in Justice League in an unknown role? Did that happen?
Colin Farrell in Justice League?
Maybe it never came into fruition, but it was...
I feel like there's so many rumors, I can't even keep them straight sometimes.
Well, I hope Colin Farrell comes into the DC universe somehow.
I
know he's in WB's pocket because he's in, you know, the Harry Potter universe and all that. So I just think he would be a great John Constantine.
Mm-hmm. There was rumors that Colin Farrell might be about 10 months ago. Yeah, they said that...
But he could have just been signed on to a DC role... You know, in general.
It said he's being considered to play Constantine in Justice League Dark.
Oh, that would be so good.
Which, you know, would
I
be
mean,
cool.
I mean, he is John Constantine to me.
So that's what they're saying is... But, I mean, that was, again, almost a year ago, and we haven't heard much, so...
I'm obsessed with what's going on in the chat right now. Noelle NN, live, die, rinse, and repeat.
Live, die, rinse, and repeat.
Johnny0718 says, wish Guillermo was still doing it. How do you guys feel about that? I've totally adjusted. I love Doug Liman, but I
do love Doug Liman, but Guillermo del Toro is considered the modern master of horror. So if they are going for a horror approach, it would have been kind of cool to see how he would influence.
Yeah, and he probably would have done really cool practical effects, too.
Yeah,
you know?
He does really cool practical effects.
Because he's not doing the Hellboy reboot.
Crimson Peak is just gorgeous.
I know, gosh.
Oh, my God. Yeah, every shot from that just could be a poster. So.
Yeah.
So we got some hypothetical movies, possibly some swerves, and then some movies that have been slated for a long time that might not be taking place in the near future.
Oh, man.
Ooh, gosh. All right, The Flash, guys. Let's talk a little bit Flash.
The redheaded stepchild, The Flash.
Yeah, but also great things potentially happening.
True.
I mean, you mentioned Zemeckis earlier. We've got all different incredible things that have circled this film. Just none of them seem to be happening quickly, which is why it likely will be pushed into 2020. This particular article is from Bleeding Cool, but there was a lot of different talk about this over the last couple of
a lot
months.
Of theory here about when it would go because it was supposed to come out next year, which clearly isn't happening.
Yep, you know, 2018 is closer than people think it is. Right around the corner.
Like you said, I think this is a good thing because if they were just going straight into these productions, just racing to just meet their deadlines, then I think that's more reason to be concerned. Hearing about the filmmakers they're supposedly talking to gives me so much hope. You know, they have Joss Whedon they were talking to. If the J.J. Abrams thing is true, if Doug Liman and Robert Zemeckis, I mean, that would just be epic.
Bunch of small names, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they're really...
First-timers.
I mean, they're you can tell they really have their pen to the paper trying to make some big changes.
Right.
Shake things up.
But this week in particular, it seems as if the film not only doesn't know when it's going to be, but So, Elena, you want to talk to us a little bit about what's going on here?
There was an interview Bad Taste on IT did with Billy Crudup, who was supposed to play who's playing Henry Allen.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's going to do such a great job as Henry Allen, by the way. But whenever it happens.
Whenever it happens, it will be good. But because he's in the upcoming Alien Covenant movie, they asked him, hey, do you know when you're going to start filming for DC? And his response was, no, I don't. It's unclear at the moment, which is a bit worrisome. And then when they asked kind of for a bit more explanation, he said it's Ezra's schedule. Ezra's a busy man. He's very popular and excellent.
I like that little, but also good.
Yeah, yes. Like everyone, and it's a that Diane Lane. Take notes. Yes. This is how you answer a question. Maybe it's not the answer that you want, but you find a way to spin it.
It was definitely the diplomatic thing to say, giving a compliment. Obviously, yes, Ezra is busy, but like this is his superhero headlining franchise. Like that, you know, his team's gonna make room for this. I mean, I can't speak for the contracts that he's, you know, with like I said, the Harry Potter universe,
right?
Because he's in that too. But
he is, but he is the Flash,
right?
You know,
I feel like that's just the nice way to put why it's being delayed.
And I think that's a great way to say it. Is basically, you know, we have someone who is very, very, you know, hot right now that people want to work with, and we're glad that we're going to work with this person, and we think it's going to be a good movie. You know, IMDb moving it from 18 to 20 is, I think, pretty solid indicator that, yes, it's going to be pushed. But
yes, but I am surprised about this answer. Not that it's being moved, but that the reason he's saying it's being moved is because of Ezra Miller's schedule.
Yeah.
Yes, with Fantastic Beasts and everything he has going on, he is busy. But why didn't he reference the 15 changes in writers, directors?
I think it's just like the awkward elephant in the room, maybe. And like, how do I even...
But he pinned it on Ezra Miller, which I think is kind of...
Oh, interesting.
You know,
I don't think it was really a pin, though, because the way that he said it is, you know, like this... And that is a lot more diplomatic than saying, oh, well, everybody has their heads up their asses and we've had like 15 different scripts. You know, like that's what you don't want to say. And it's way more diplomatic, I think, to say we have a director. We have a solid director. We know that we want to go in this direction. I'm signed on with him. I have full faith in him. He's popular. He's excellent. When he's ready to make a good movie, we're all on board.
Totally. But I do think it, not that it's throwing Ezra Miller under the bus a little bit, but if I was Ezra Miller and I heard that comment, I would be like, it's not really me.
Maybe Ezra gave him permission. He's like, maybe. We all know that Robert Zemeckis is doing this movie. Just don't talk about it yet. Blame it on me. Just say I'm busy.
Yeah, maybe. And I'm sure there is some sort of understanding. I just think that there's been so many things that have come up that Ezra Miller's schedule, especially when it's WB and WB stuff going on, I don't feel like that necessarily is the reason this is getting pushed to 2020. And I don't think it's fair to be like, he's busy. Yeah. He did it.
It could have been better to say scheduling issues than saying a specific person.
Right. But he is he's very good. And I'm glad that he does mention that.
But, you know, despite what the reason actually is, you know, I encourage everyone to be optimistic about the delay, like, especially, you know, with the Batman movie, the delay there, I feel good about, you know, like, make sure Matt Reeves can make us a way better film that would have been, that would have been made without him, you know, like, I'll wait a year for a really good film, I'll wait for a really good Flash film.
Yeah, I think of it like a cooking competition. Like, I would much rather have somebody who can, you know, make your full dish and then I get something delicious than, hey, we're out of time, here's what you have.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, going back to Aquaman for a minute, we had another piece of casting news, which is cute. It's cute and it's exciting.
So cute.
We got a young Arthur Curry in the house, guys.
Yes, baby Aquaman.
Talk about names that I might butcher.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good luck with this
Ready,
one.
Ready, here we go. Otis Jai
Donji.
Donji.
He's been cast as a 13-year-old Arthur Curry. So this guy, he's got, and if you're on iTunes, in his current state, he's got long brown wavy hair. He kind of looks like a little Jason Momoa.
He does look like a little Jason
Momoa. He's adorable.
Now, can he, you know, is he amazing? I don't know. I've never seen him in anything, but I feel like just based off of looks, he's a cutie.
And we don't know that he has any lines. Apparently, it's his first film, according to IMDb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder, what do you guys think? How big of a role will this play? How big of a role will he have? Are we focusing origins and really, like, 13-year-old him is the star of the movie?
I would be very surprised if that was the case, because with Wonder Woman really pushing the coming-of-age tale, I feel, and really highlighting that child actor, I feel like DC isn't going to be like, hey, look at all the child actors we have. Let's talk about these superheroes as kids.
But at the same time, I think it should be a good sign, too, that we're getting, you know, their backstory, because I think part of the problem people were having with the DCEU is that we were kind of jumping in halfway till, you know, into these superheroes' careers, you know, Batman. Not that we needed an origin story again with Batman, but I, these stories work.
Establish these characters and then bring them together.
Exactly. Let us care about them first.
This is a comment that I have seen on the blogs about this casting choice, and it was something I didn't know that I was going to mention, and nobody's really talking about it, but I will just throw it out there to get your guys' opinion. We can just brush right over it quickly. A lot of people are saying that he is too white-looking. That he's a little too white.
I don't see
what
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But okay. I appreciate the sentiment, not wanting to whitewash.
People are shameless in terms of making fun of 13-year-old kids, so I think let's not be that show. But interesting that some people are picking up on that and having a little bit of an issue for that. Anyway, more about this. People in the chat seem to be excited. I'm curious. I would like to play a game with you guys. How many minutes of airtime does this kid end up getting?
Oh.
It's a little early to
13. One for every year he's supposed to be.
You guys let us know in the chat if you're here or on iTunes or YouTube after the fact. How many minutes of airtime does this cute kid
get? I'd say
he
gets like 3 minutes.
You're thinking three?
Sure.
Three.
I mean, you get the
three
gist
consecutive, or are we thinking like flashbacks based on
three consecutive. Oh. He's being spawned from his little, you know, seashell, and then that's it.
All right. He gets three,
3 minutes of him crawling out of a seashell.
That's a weird visual now.
And that's the end.
Guys,
I actually hope that doesn't happen every year.
You know, when you say something on air, it lasts forever. So we're going to be able to pull that back. You're going to say
I would like it better, though, if he just had a full beard, like already at 13.
Thank you, guys.
I'd like him to do like an Ariel, you know, Little Mermaid musical number as a little boy.
Oh, my God.
That'd be cute.
Just breaks into song. That'd be amazing.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think that my trident's complete?
Yes.
No, add two more spikes. Okay.
You just came up with that really quick, and it was amazing. Guys in the
musical
chat,
genius
I really
here.
Appreciate you humoring me. I love all of these guesses. Every single one with all of these minutes. It's amazing. All right, that's our movie news for the week, but if you guys know this show at all, you know that it's time for...
It's time for...
Yeah! Sing along with me this time.
She thinks that the Flash is fine.
Both of them. Even if they're busy with their schedules.
TV time.
He's very popular. All right. Talking about TV a little bit. So we did get some TV news this week. I'm trying to push off the fact that I really let you guys down. I did not see Lucifer, and I did not see Gotham, and I'm only halfway through iZombie. I suck, I know. But I did watch Arrow, Flash, and Supergirl, so we'll talk a little bit about that after we get to some of this news. So you guys know 'tis the season right now to be picking up shows. Mm-hmm. And it looks like Black Lightning was greenlit at CW. So cool. That's a good thing. We've been talking a lot about it.
Amazing.
And we're excited. So you haven't shared your opinions on Black Lightning so far. Ricky, are you excited to see the show? Is this something you'll watch?
Sure. I mean, gosh, I have to admit, I kind of failed the audience today, too, because I'm not as caught up with DC TV as I should be. I tend to binge them, like, months later. Any new DC show is great news to me. I feel like they're going to start becoming that. You know, we all know DC is going to have that streaming service as of this year or next year. It's like, I feel like we've already have it. CW. There's so many shows. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
That's, I think, the streaming service is just going to be like CW just online.
CW, yeah.
Yeah. So that's awesome. Moving on to the Arrowverse setting up its own Justice League. This was an IGN article. They've been doing a lot of DC articles, giving us a lot of good stuff mm-hmm. recently. But this is something I think we've probably seen a lot of us have seen coming for quite some time now.
Yeah.
You know, we've got all the people. We're ready to assemble.
It's a matter of time.
Unite, you know. What do you guys think about this, though?
Just that Arrow is setting up its own Justice League.
Yeah.
It kind of gets, like, I know that DC does their movie versions and their TV versions. It gets a little bit, like, convoluted, because then I hated the whole debate of, like, you know, Grant Gustin is better than Ezra Miller and vice versa. But, you know, it's cool. The more, the better, I guess.
Yeah. There was reference in the Supergirl episode of, they didn't exactly say Batman, but they referenced him, and mm-hmm. people are thinking right. maybe that's something about the future. So we'll see what goes on there. But we, you know, for now, I think let's focus on the Justice League movie.
If they do that, I'm sure David from Gotham would be pretty upset if they don't cast him.
Oh my gosh. So such different time periods, tones.
It'd be weird to have like three Bruce Waynes like exist at the same time. We have little David and then I hope they don't do that.
So speaking of him, he's probably actually sitting pretty right now, happy because Gotham, fourth season, ready to go.
Sure.
All right. Here's my plea to you guys. If you watched season 1 and 2 and you didn't like them, you weren't alone.
Yeah.
You probably quit.
Yeah.
Give it another shot. Season 3, definitely by far and away the best. And if you start now, you'll be caught up for season 4. And you know it's got renewed, so you got it for the long haul. Catch up.
Echoing Cameron Moynihan's Instagram post today, because he posted a picture of himself as Jerome, kind of laughing, and says, "My thoughts on being renewed for season 4. So clearly we're getting more Jerome, which is cool. Those are the best episodes, in my opinion.
I wonder if we will. He is a scary mofo.
He's a phenomenal, very, very brave young actor.
Yeah, I love him. He's really incredible. Yeah. Are you a Shameless fan?
You know, I didn't watch him on Shameless. I've photographed him before, and he's like one of the most inspiring, prolific kids I've ever worked with.
Really?
Yeah. It was sort of at the height of the Jerome publicity, so gearing up for his premiere, or his debut, I should say. And he's just down for anything. He's endlessly talented. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, that's awesome. Good to hear.
Yeah. I wish that CW would just take a page out of Fox's book and be like, hey, let's give some time to these, because I don't know. I'm still a little bitter that Powerless got.
It was cute.
Yeah, but NBC, man,
NBC just cuts things. Like,
maybe it was the wrong
place for
it. I said
CW, I meant NBC.
Yeah, I know.
They need to take a page out of Fox's book and just, like, I mean, CW is already, like, hey.
I'm not bitter about it, dude. But I like that show a lot.
Yeah, me too.
It was cute. Did you see what happened to Parks and Rec?
I know, I'm 100% with you on that.
Wait, what happened with Parks and Rec?
The first season was garbage, and then it was really, really good.
Oh, okay.
And it was just, like, trash, amazing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The first episode of The Office wasn't that great. It was a great, it was an exact, you know, reproduction.
You're so sad
of,
about that, too.
Yeah.
You're sad about Powerless?
Powerless. I'm hoping the streaming service will maybe bring Powerless back. Maybe. Maybe it'll
at least
be like a community
season, right?
type thing.
What's crazy is there's episodes that are shot, they're in the can, and we're Where are they?
Oh, really?
That's what we're saying. Is so like they're just, not airing them. Is we're hoping like we'll at least get to see those on the streaming service. They're already done.
I know.
That's odd.
But we are getting, and I know we're taking away some of our shows, but we're also adding more shows. Krypton, ordered to series by Sci-Fi. Did you guys see that trailer a few weeks ago?
Dude, Sci-Fi has been up in their game on their stuff, too. Like, it's just been looking better and better and better.
Well, and this intrigues me because it looks like an extension of the DCEU on TV. That's the first time we've seen that, right? Because the design of Krypton, they had the little... Oh my God! I'm forgetting the little Superman button.
Yeah.
I forget what it's called, but they had that in the show.
Yeah, I don't think it's an extension though. In terms of, it's a different Earth.
Oh, interesting.
I think so. Are you under the impression?
I thought it was like a prequel to the Man of Steel Krypton because it looked stylistically very similar, as if they just sort of took the production design.
Yeah, well, it is his great-grandfather or something like that. So maybe, and maybe there will be some, but even if it was the same, they would never cross over in that way.
I've never seen that actor in anything, and he's gorgeous. The guy who plays his great-grandfather.
Yeah.
So for no more reason, I'll be watching that.
Yeah, I don't know about this show. This is Black Lightning, I'm 100% in on.
Yeah.
Krypton, I will have to see. Knowing me, I'll probably watch it regardless, but
I mean, I feel like we all have to quit our full-time jobs just to catch up on all of
on
this.
All of these things.
There's a lot.
Or make watching it your full-time job somehow.
Right. I mean, it's cool that it's going to be written too by David Goyer, who wrote, you know, for Man of Steel and also Dark Knight. So it's like, okay, at least it's going to be at least in that universe that. I think it would make sense if they took some stylistic elements from different things and try to make things look a little bit more unified. I think that's a good move.
And does it say when it's premiering?
Ooh,
June 19th.
Thing. Oh, cool.
June 19th.
Damn, that's soon.
That's real soon.
My favorite piece of news about what's been picked back up.
Hungry for it?
Okay. And I tweeted...
Nice pun.
I tweeted from DC Movies SK, our Twitter account, being like, you hear this, Adam, Johnny, Mike, you should catch up now and get on Roxy's level. And then Johnny tweeted back being like, huh, I wonder who wrote this tweet. It's such a mystery. iZombie, baby. It got picked up. Renewed. So
it's so good.
If you're not watching, it didn't matter. You didn't screw us. You didn't screw us, people that were watching. We picked it up anyway. Yeah.
Boom.
I love this show.
I love it, too. It's got that kind of Joss Whedon charm to it.
Yeah.
Right?
This show
is very quirky. And,
it's so good, and she is so good.
She's so talented.
This week's episode, even though I'm only halfway through, it's like full-blown ridiculous, the person whose brain she eats and who she's playing. And she nails it.
I mean, as an actress, that's got to be such a challenging but fun role.
Because you're different. You're somebody new.
Well, you're playing a role.
Yeah.
Every time. It's fun.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. So I'm really excited about that.
You're excited about it. And you still have time to catch up.
Yeah.
And dip your brains in ketchup.
Ooh, yeah. Some of the times I get a little nauseous, actually, when she's cooking the brains and does all the different stuff to it.
I'm good watching this show. I used to watch Hannibal.
Yeah, that one. Hers actually looks kind of yummy. Like, I'm just like, oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, that's like ground turkey.
Yeah.
B. Harris, 3 in the chat. Tell me off, Roxy. I deserve it. You do. You do deserve it.
He's not a fan.
You should watch it. You still have time.
No, I think just because he's not watching. Honestly, I don't mean to get as aggressive about this show as I do. I just think it's awesome, and I think not enough people ever gave it an episode.
Yeah.
Just because of
the concept.
It's a good
show.
Kind of
a sleeper, you should watch it. Yeah. It's but you're still watching our show, so thank you.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it's got legs to it. I think it's, you know, it's got, like, a steady, renewable, like, I get excited when it's on.
It's fun, and it's one of those shows you don't have to watch every episode if you don't want to. I do, because I love the through line.
Yeah, it's very episodic.
But yeah, so check it out, definitely. Yeah. I love it, and it got renewed, which is great. Talking about some of the TV that aired this week, neither of you guys were here to talk about the Flash Savitar reveal of last week, so that was a big one.
Yeah.
Any particular Barry Allen thoughts here, guys? Oh, spoilers!
Oh, a little bit. I don't know. Like, it seemed a little corny. It kind of reminded me of Spider-Man 3 with his, like, emo bangs.
Oh.
But, I mean, I like the show a lot. Mm-hmm. It totally fit within the show, and it was a cute reveal. But I was, I don't know, it was kind of easy for me.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I love this show, though. I just think it's... Anything they do on it, I think, you know, it doesn't take itself too seriously. So
yes,
it's one that it makes sense when you have these kind of, you know, quirky moments that you're like, okay, this could have been a lot more grounded, but
yeah,
it's self-aware.
I agree. This week there was some nice follow-up to it. I'm loving the Killer Frost moments. I'm excited to see more of that, what they do with Caitlin's character. It was interesting to see fun Barry Allen this week because we do get, you know, we erase his memory a bit, so he's not living in that darkness where he's lost the people that he loves, and he's just kind of light, and it reminded me more of the comics, honestly. Yeah. So it was cool to see that version of him. Supergirl this week, honestly, I'm this show's number one fan. I love Supergirl. This week was kind of a want to me. They can't
fill me in because I missed it.
They can't all be winners, but this one, honestly, like, if you just didn't watch it, you wouldn't have missed that much. It was a lot about Lena Luthor and about Rhea and their relationship and them working together to build something.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt bad for Lena, and people are like, see, she is the big bad, but she had no idea. There wasn't a lot of Sanvers, and I'm the biggest Maggie fan, so I wanted to see more of her with Alex.
Yeah.
Mon-El wasn't really prominently featured, not a lot of Martian Manhunter. There was more Jimmy Olsen, which is nice, because I feel like they haven't known what to do with his character this season as much. But, yeah, it was just okay. Next episode will be great, I bet.
I'm kind of over the
Supergirl?
Whole Luther.
Oh.
Just, I love Supergirl, but I'm just kind of over, like, the whole Luther subplot. Like, I'm just like, okay, let's just...
Yeah, I get that. I love her as a character, but I don't like is she good, is she bad? She is
and
good.
Then, yeah, and then, like, her having to sit down and have, like, one-on-ones, like, weeks ago. It's like, okay, we, like...
Yeah, I get that.
Your last name doesn't define who you are. We don't need to keep drilling that in.
I get that.
Yeah, I know this is, like, the third time I brought up Joss Whedon, but, like, the more I watch this show... I'm a Buffy fan, can you tell? But the more I watch the show, it reminds me of when I used to watch Buffy in high school, because she's the hero, and she's got sort of her team of misfits who sort of, like, act as her sidekicks in a way, and they've got their alien or / demon of the week.
And she has kind of the same, like, mentality really where she's, like, kind of, like, bubbly and happy, even though she's, like, having to deal with dark elements.
Totally. Mm-hmm. They found a really good rhythm to the show, and all the players are really great. I love it.
Yeah, I agree in general.
Yeah.
Moving on to Arrow, which is the last one that I did watch. I feel like they, you know, the Prometheus thing was so awesome, and he's been such an amazing villain, and finally in this week they ended up getting him, and it was like, first of all, what is that outfit that they put him in jail?
Yeah,
and I think it's because next week we're going to see that he's set up pieces to really mess with the rest of the team. But it was like, that's all you had to do? You had to make him feel self-conscious about his relationship with his daddy? I don't know. So, Arrow, I feel like Flash was the strongest of those three this week. But I would love to hear your guys' thoughts. Chime in for TV time. Make sure you write your comments all over the place. And... that's it. That's our show.
Great.
That's all of our DC movie news for the week. Getting ready for Wonder Woman. Can't believe how soon it is.
Does everyone have their tickets?
No, I don't have my tickets.
I don't either. I feel really ashamed. I need to buy mine.
We'll be fine.
Thursday night.
I'm debating if I want to get that gold ticket. Like, I really am thinking I might want to.
Maybe.
With, like, $100 for...
It's like $100, but it's unlimited viewings.
Yeah, so you can see it in all the ways.
So you can see it, which I really like to watch it.
I know someone was asking me, can I go see Wonder Woman with you? And I was like, well, I'm probably seeing it 6 times, so yes, I'll likely go with you.
See, I haven't got it yet because I'm secretly hoping that we get to go to a screener.
Yeah.
If you hear this right now, guys, you know, shoot me a DM.
Hey, we're here advertising, you guys. Share the
love. Yeah, and we're going to be the biggest fans, so come on about that. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining us for DC Movie News today. Shout out to @JayQuasto, @MikeKalinowski, @AdamGertler on their separate missions. We do miss you guys. We love you. Where can everybody keep up with you guys, though? Ricky, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. You can find me on Instagram @RickyMiddlesworth.
Elena.
And you can find me on Twitter @ElenaJordan and on Instagram @ThatElenaJordanGirl. It's spelled A-L-A-N-A. It's spelled like Alana, but it's Elena. Whatever.
Yeah, it's not spelled like anything.
I always have
it's
to
Elena.
Clarify. Everybody's like, I put in Elena and it wasn't you. And I was like, then it wasn't me.
I know. And it probably doesn't help that I'm always like, Elena, bring the pain at Jordan.
Yeah, I'm just going to change it to that.
Yeah, it's the best.
I'm going to change it to that.
Guys, I'm at Roxy Stryer, and we will see you next week for DC Movie News. We love you.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.